Track 7, Bower Hill Heath.
My name is Agnes. I work for the Nottinghamshire Wildlife Trust as a conservation grazing officer. We're here at Ficklewater today having a look at the grazing at Ficklewater. The Wildlife Trust has a lot of sheep and cows over lots of different nature reserves spread all over Nottinghamshire. But I have my own little flock, and with my own sheep I graze this lovely park here, the lovely Ficklewater. There are about four different enclosures that the sheep can graze on. It's very important the sheep are here for the grazing, because we're trying to create habitat for the wildlife to live in. And there are lots of heathland species here that are really important, like a woodlark and a tree pipit. We're trying to encourage lizards and solitary bees to thrive here on the site, and therefore we use sheep as a tool to natural graze this site. Herdwick sheep originate from the Lake District, and they're really hardy breed. They're very good, thick coats they've got, so they can withstand the rain and the winters very well. They eat things that commercial breeds don't like to eat, like brambles, and they eat gorse bushes, and they eat thistles and nettles as well. So they're really good for this kind of habitat. We graze these sheep here for the winter, because that's when there is no ground nesting birds that they can disturb. So it's a good time of year to get the vegetation down. Herdwick sheep, they will come off before they start lambing, because I'll lamb them somewhere indoors and not on site, just so I can keep an eye on them better. Herdwick lambs are born completely black, and then in the first few months they get white glasses around their eyes, a white little nose and white legs, and then they've got a brown coat. So they change. So when they're a year old, they're brown, and then their whole face goes white. And after shearing, their fleece goes grey, which is nice to see. I thought I'd just talk a little bit about the sheep's year. Lambs are born in April. That's when the new life starts for us. And then they stay with their mum. They drink with their mum and they graze with their mum till they're about 4 months old. And then they get weaned from their mum. So then they're big enough to stand on their own 2 feet. They don't need the milk anymore. And they're eating themselves plenty of vegetation. And then the ewe will dry up, her milk bag will dry up, and she'll go back to the ram in November time. So the pregnancy from a sheep is 5 months minus 5 days. Around June time, when the weather is warmer, the sheep are getting ready for shearing. The wool then ripens, means the lanolin goes from the skin to the sheep into the wool. And then we will get the shearers in to shear all our sheep with the electric shears. But because I've only got a little flock myself, I shear them with the old-fashioned blades. So I'll tip a sheep over on her bum, and we'll start in the neck, and then we'll clip the whole sheep. The wool goes to the wool board. We don't get a lot for it anymore, but it's perfect for making carpets, really hard wearing stuff. But because the wool is not worth much, I've started to make things from the wool, because I see it as a really valuable product. So I make felted soaps from it. So I wrap it around a bar of soap so you can wash your hands with it. And it's like an exfoliator for your skin when you're washing yourself with it. And also I've started to make rugs from them. So beautiful rugs, because the Herdwicks, as I said earlier, they've got beautiful colours. That in the first year they're brown and then they go grey. When they grow older, they go a bit more white. So there's a beautiful variety of natural colours in the rug. So I'm weaving rugs and cushions and sell those, and I do workshops making those things as well. So it's very valuable. We've been coming here to Ficklewater with our sheep since 2004, and it's beautiful to have seen the site transform in that way. It's lovely to start to get to know the locals who are walking around here with a dog or just be interested in nature. And you walk around here and you hear bullfinches singing, and it's just a beautiful place to be.
There are some jobs, aren't there, that just seem as though they'd be good for you. good for your body and soul. Now we're going to go back towards the way we came. You'll see that the path heads off in two directions, and we're going to take the one to the left. It's a smaller path to the one we've been on, with gorse on either side. And it'll lead you to a clearing where the village of Clipston will be laid out in front of you. There's also another bench there that you can sit on. When you get there, go to the next track, and we'll hear from somebody else. A man called Jim, who's been very involved with this site and told me something that meant a great deal to me.